Good evening, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station. Broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Sunday evening, December 28, 2008. It is now about 8.02 p.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano, your host of Liberty Talk Radio. I am slowly but surely getting my voice back, although my throat infection is still with me, so I apologize if my voice cracks up a little bit. Hopefully by next week I'll be okay. Hopefully. During our live broadcast this evening, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. Of course, you can email us anytime. Comments at LibertyTalkRadio.com. That's comments at LibertyTalkRadio.com. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, MyTwoCentsOnline.com. That's MyTwoCentsOnline.com, and that two is a numeric two. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You could also listen to Andy's commentary on ContrayInvestorsCafe.com. Folks, he takes a worldview of the economic situation, a macroeconomic view, and he's excellent. He has a weekly newsletter that I think is the absolute best in the business, and I've been investing for years and now I'm getting feedback. I wonder if that's going to go away. All right, let's wait a second, folks, to see if this goes away. If not, we'll
if not.
Okay, are we here?
Okay, are we
here? All right, let's see.
All right, let's see.
I'm not certain whether or not we're going to have a... Hello?
Hello?
Okay, we have feedback.
Okay, we have feedback.
And I don't think it's going to go away. I wonder how. Can
someone correct this, please?
I'm not sure if anyone's
managing
sure the controls here.
Oh, jeez.
it's kind of funny listening to your voice and an echo. Let's just wait a second and see if this thing goes away. Yeah, I don't want you to hear anything I say twice. It's bad enough just to hear it once. I wonder why this Well, it looks like we're going to have to interrupt this broadcast and somehow have to start over again. I don't know how we're going to do this, though. Here we go. We got it. We're back again. Okay. Great. I hope you held on during that period of time. I'm glad I didn't turn off. Okay, this program is now available on Sunday evenings through Restore the Republic Radio Network, which we're on tonight. We appreciate their commitment to our program and encourage you to visit their website, rtrradio.com, for their entire listing of informative programs. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good evening, everyone. Again, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 646-652-4620. We have 54 minutes remaining in this program. We have five open lines. It's 646-652-4620. I encourage you to call. Any questions welcomed at this point, even if it's off the subject that we're discussing. Obviously, we prefer on the subject so we can continue it. But I did want to say a few words about the sales tax holiday that is being proposed, and apparently President-elect Barack Obama is in support of. Folks, I cannot
understand anything that our elected officials are attempting to do to stimulate this economy. When you talk about the economy, what are you talking about? You're talking about people having economic transactions and how the government can influence that other than they can tax us to death or elect not to tax us to death so we have more of our money to spend. Other than that, I don't know if there's anything they really can do. They can manipulate the interest rates, make it more difficult for people. But, we adjust to those things, and then life goes on. This sales tax holiday really has me miffed. And let me ask you, I have a few questions that I would like to ask. I said, really, what is the objective of a sales tax holiday? They really don't tell us. Well, they say to stimulate the economy, to get people to spend more money, so people would go out and buy. Now, let me get this straight. The problem that we have is not a problem of underconsumption. Our problem is one of overconsumption. In other words, we take our money and instead of saving it and making it productive in one way, shape, or form, we go out and buy a lot of stuff. You know, as George Carlin would say, that's my stuff. Don't go near my stuff. And I used to love that routine he did about our stuff. And we go out and buy more stuff. Now, well over 90% of what Americans buy, they don't need. Think about that. 90% of what we buy, we don't need. We like to have. But for example, I would love to have one of those heavy-duty, super-duty digital SLR cameras. Every time I go to Best Buy, one of the stores, I look at the most expensive camera with the, 15 megapixels and you name it, the zoom lens, and I pick it up. I say, wow, geez, I'd love to have this. But the fact of the matter is that, yes, I'd like to have it, but I don't need it. You say, well, you can take pictures. I can take pictures, but I don't have to take pictures. I'd like to take pictures. I don't have to take pictures. Now, if my occupation was one of a photographer or a photojournalist, then I would need a camera. But other than that, I don't need a camera. So my wife decides, she says, well, I'm going to buy you that for Christmas. At least I know what you want for Christmas. So I'm going to go out and buy you the best camera. I don't care how much it costs. I said, don't you dare, please. I said, I appreciate it, but don't you dare do that. And she said, why? I said, because I just won't use it. And this is what happens with most of the stuff that we buy. We buy stuff, and it gets piled on stuff, other stuff that we bought that we don't use. Now, we're all guilty of this, every single one, and I am super guilty of that. I really try to make use of what I have. Not everything, because I can't go back in time and pick out everything from the attic that I ever bought and start using. I mean, there's not enough hours in the day. But, I have a motorcycle. I like to ride it, and that's what I use as my transportation. I have drums, and almost every day I try to put in a real good practice for my drums, whether I want to or like to or not. I do it. It's a discipline. And music is good for your mind. But I'm saying, but I don't, these are things that I really don't even need. I don't need them. So what is the government trying to do? The government is encouraging us to take our disposable income and instead of making it productive, and by the way, saving it is being productive because when we save money, it goes into the banking system. The bank then has money to lend out to people who want it to be productive, businesses, for example. But no, they want us just to go out and buy more stuff. So we buy stuff, and where is most of our stuff made? Well, in China or overseas. We can pick on China all we want, but that's immaterial. I mean, it doesn't make any difference where it is. We buy a lot of stuff from China. In fact, China's being really hoodwinked by Vietnam because their labor costs are much lower than China. And their quality is apparently very good. So China has closed many plants because of work going to Vietnam and Thailand and Cambodia now. So my point being is that we're just buying a lot of stuff that we don't need. And that's what got us in trouble in the first place. We have basically negative savings until very, very recently, right? And the government is encouraging us to save. We don't save. We're a nation in debt. Well, people have credit cards, and the average credit card balances, and depending on your statistics, you know, it's $7,000 or $12,000 or $20,000 or family or whatever the case may be. And that's unsustainable. But as soon as the economy starts tanking, the first thing the government wants us to do is to create more debt so the debt can create more dollars, inflate the money supply, put the person more in debt to buy things that we really don't need. Now, I don't understand that. If you, the only way to stimulate the economy, folks, is to be innovative and productive. Innovation and productivity. Innovation and productivity. Now, what does a sales tax holiday have to do with innovation and productivity? One follows the other. Sales tax holiday doesn't. What about this formula? Innovation, productivity, sales tax holiday. Does that make any sense? Absolutely not. So we need to be more productive, which we're not. We're sitting back on our laurels, and we're allowing other people to become more productive, and we're just buying it with borrowed money. Just think of the insanity of this entire situation. Now, if Barack Obama was truly a man of change, what he would have said on TV, instead of saying, well, I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to have bold moves and bold programs. Well, folks, let me be honest with you. If I was spending somebody else's money, I could afford to be very bold. You know, if I'm spending somebody else's money, I can spend it until the cows come home. And you want to know something? I would spare no expense on myself whatsoever. Now, what the heck is so bold about that? I mean, we should be absolutely up in arms when he says something like that. Now, if he says, I'm going to be so bold, I am going to give up my salary and of $250,000 a year, whatever it is, and I'm going to take that money, you know, to reduce our debt or do something with it, you know, or you know, give it to the research to find a cure for cancer or Alzheimer's or diabetes or something like that, I would say that is, in fact, somewhat of a bold move. Very small step, but a bold move. And then if he encouraged every one of our public servants to do the same, and they all did that, and we had a few million dollars, then he can start getting on TV and say, this week, the government just saved, you know, $20 million, or whatever the case, whatever the number is. And now we're $20 million richer than we were last week. And I would take program after program, take the troops home, do all these things that I've been talking about, and that would be a bold step. But his bold step is to issue issue debt to the tune of $1 trillion and to enslave. Now, you know, the black people talked about slavery. That's all we heard. When I was growing up, that's all you heard about is black people's slavery. Every black person I knew of wrote a book on slavery. They didn't write a book on science, on molecules, on astrophysics. No, it was on slavery. I mean, to the point where you get kind of tired of it. You really do. After a while, you say, enough is enough. But what's interesting, what is really interesting, now that we have a black man in as president of the United States, what is he doing? He is starting to enslave all of American citizens through taxation. Now, look at it this way. Let's assume for a second that the government took 100% of your money. Would you consider yourself free or a slave? Now, simple answer, right? Everyone would say slave. No one would say, oh, I'm a free person, you know, slave, right? But right now, the government, depending on your tax bracket, takes about 50%, 40 to 50%, and to many people, a lot more, 60%, between 40 and 60% of the money that you earn. You say, well, how? Excise taxes, sales taxes, you know, FICA, which Social Security, which is not really a savings plan. State taxes, federal taxes, income taxes. I mean, the list goes on and on. And then every state has a whole cacophony of different taxes. So people pay about half their money in taxes. Now, if you just stop somebody on the street and said, if the government took one half of all the money that you made, would you consider yourself a free person? A lot of people would say no. And they would be absolutely correct, because we're not free people anymore. Not when I pay. I know personally, I pay over 50%, well over 50% of all of my earnings go to some sort of tax. Just think about that. So what he wants to do, what a black man wants to do, who can talk about, you know, how difficult it was for black people to persevere in the 20th century, and he's correct. I'm not disagreeing with him. What he is doing then, he is going to enslave everyone, including the black people, with additional taxation. And with the crime of the whole thing is that he's going to enslave people who are not even born yet. They don't even have a say in this. They're going to be born into debt. Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. I'm your host for Liberty Talk Radio. We have 42 minutes remaining. I do have a very, very bad voice. I have a very severe throat infection. Hopefully it's getting better. I know I can speak better, but it still hurts like heck. So please call in and help my voice. If you do, I'll send you a Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt free of charge if you call in and have a question or make a comment. It's 646-652-4620. 646-652-4620. Of course, you can email us anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. A few other comments about this. They said, what is the expected or hoped for results or accomplishments of a sales tax holiday? I mean, what do we really expect? We don't even know what to expect. It just sounds like, well, we'll spend more money. It'll get us stimulate the economy. We don't even know what to expect. And I heard one person say something that really hit home to me. They said that all the sales tax holiday will do is people will go out and buy, because things are tight now, more necessary things. Not just frivolous things, extra things, but they will buy the necessary things. And then next week, they won't buy them because they'll be paying the tax. So we're just shifting. Instead of buying the second week of the month, they'll buy the first week of the month. But the same amount of money is being spent. Only they're paying less tax. Now, the federal government says they will refund the states on the sales tax that they lost during that time. Well, how could the federal government do that? The federal government's bankrupt. It's broke. It's over $10 trillion in arrears. I just don't understand how any of this works. Here's another question. Who really benefits? Oh my goodness gracious. Just hold on. Maybe this will go away again. I think it has to do with the new network we're on, and somehow we're not. Here we go. We're back again. If the federal government is going to reimburse the states for the tax shortages, how are they going to determine that exactly? kind of an interesting question. How are they just going to take the total amount of sales? How do you determine the total amount of sales? I guess you determine the total amount of sales by the tax revenue that you would have collected. I guess that's the way you would do it. I wonder how accurate that's going to be. And what's going to be interesting is that I wonder how you could audit that. Let's say a state says, good, I lost $500 million. The government just writes a check for $500 million. How do they know? How do they know it wasn't $50 million? You know, the devil is always in the details. And I don't see how the federal government can monitor this. Now, remember, you're going to have 50 states doing this. And you're going to have people going to all these 50 states and monitoring them and auditing them. We don't have enough people for that. We're overloaded now. Anyway, here's another question. Let's see. I had a few other things. Who will be asked to pay the debt of the federal tax handout, especially if the government is currently broke? That was a question that was asked. Well, we know who that's going to be, and that's going to be us plus our heirs. The people who are going to come after us. They're going to come and they're going to have to pay this. And most importantly, does this not violate the Constitution? Does this not violate states' rights? No one's bringing that up at all. States' rights is involved here. The states are sovereign. How can the states not charge the tax they need for their particular state and then ask the federal government for a handout, for a refund? Don't the states lose some of their sovereignty that way? Isn't it easy for the government to come back and say, well, you know, you're sovereign, however, remember the sales tax, or whatever the case may be. That's kind of scary. Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our phone number is 646-652-4620, 646-652-4620. I really wish someone would call in, because I have a very tough sore throat, and it's very difficult to talk. And if anyone calls in, I will mail them free of charge a Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt. Okay, fair enough. Please do so, or you'll do me a big favor. All right, 646-652-4620. Of course, you can send your comments to me or questions to comments@libertytalkradio.com. And let me tell you what I do. I read every email that comes in. I respond to them to acknowledge it. And then, if it's appropriate, I either do a program on it or I read it over the air. So every email is acted on. All right. I also want to take a minute and talk a little bit about the situation in the Middle East with Israel and the West Bank. I'm not the West Bank. I'm sorry, the Gaza Strip. Going at it. I have a question for the average person on the street. If I stop the average person on the street, they would probably be familiar that there's something going on because it's on the news, and they probably watch the mainstream media news. This is the question I'd like to ask. What is the Gaza Strip? Do you ever think about that? Is it part of Israel? Is it part of Palestine? What is it? Who does it belong to? Is it an independent sovereign state? You know, we don't know what that is. Most Americans don't. You know, and who's Hamas? Is that the government of the Gaza Strip? You know, and if you look at the nation of Israel now, isn't that Palestine? Wasn't that Palestine at one time? Wasn't that an Arab nation? How did an Arab nation all of a sudden become a Jewish nation? I bet you a person on the street wouldn't know that. And what about this West Bank stuff? Is the West Bank just the West Bank of Israel? Does it belong to Israel? Is it part of Israel? Is it part of Jordan? Is it an independent country? Is West Bank just an acronym for the West Side? You know, now I know the answers to that, and I'm not going to get involved in the, I'm not going to spend time going through the entire thing. But, you know, my point being is this. We don't know anything. The average American knows very, very little about these territories and what they mean, who controls them, you know, or anything. All we know is Israel is doing this and the Arabs are doing that. That's all we know. And I'll bet you very few people know what the Gaza Strip is and what the West Bank is. And maybe someday I'll do a program on that. Now, what we do is we get on the news every day. They'll say things like that. They'll say, well, there's been rockets fired on the Gaza Strip. And yet the news never says, we are going to tell you what the Gaza Strip is. Who owns it? Who occupies it? Who controls it? You know, who's friendly with it and whatever? They never do that. And we just watch it and we go, yeah, man, it's the Gaza Strip. And we have no idea what it is. Same thing with the West Bank. Same thing with Israel. And since I'm talking about the news media, another thing I'd like to say about the news media, the news, especially TV, is that it's mostly human interest stories. It's not really news. Now, when I was in school, in college, the professor asked, what makes news? What constitutes news? And I thought that was an interesting question. And to this day, I ask myself that question. And I think I have an answer to that. And I just thought of this the other day, because I've thought about this for 45 years, I guess. You know, what constitutes news? Is it an event? Well, most events are not news. I mean, there are events occurring every day. I mean, there's millions of them, trillions of events occurring every single day. And so you couldn't cover every event. I mean, first of all, it would be insignificant to most people. And here's my definition of news, or what constitutes news. And that is change. Change constitutes news. We need to know. Now, we know what's going on, but when something changes, that should be news. Then you have to determine what change is of any significance. Anyway, I just bring that up because it's always bugged me, but I think that's the answer. If, in fact, you have a different answer, please call in 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. And tell me, in fact, because I have a sore throat, I will send you, free of charge, a Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt. I heard on, I was listening to the Alex Jones show. He's interesting, you know, he yells a lot and stuff like that. He was interesting. And he said he saw statistics that 91% of Americans want the government to control our borders. And I thought that was interesting. That's a very, very high percent. 91% want us to control borders, which means that the average citizen doesn't understand the concept of liberty. They just think liberty is that we have the right to do what we want to do and keep everybody else out. And if you want to come in here, you've got to sign all sorts of papers. People do not understand the concept of liberty, and that's a real shame. You know, that's something that we don't teach in school, do we? We don't teach, you know, the Constitution, liberty, freedom, inalienable rights. We don't do any of that anymore. So what do we have? We have people who grow up memorizing in school just a lot of dates and events that occurred that have no significance. They don't have no relevance to them whatsoever. They just know they have to memorize it because they're going to have a test, and they have to regurgitate it right after the test. They forget it, but they don't learn anything. They memorize stuff that they forget, but we don't learn anything. And it takes us years and years. It took me many, many years to finally sit down and say, hey, you know, I'm wrong. I am really, really wrong in everything that I think of. And what prompted me to do that was that I worked with people who were really sharp. And it always bothered me. I said, now, why does that person think of that answer? Why is their mind so clear and mine is so muddy? you know, I'd make a decision, but it wouldn't be a sound decision. And if it was the right decision, I wouldn't know why it was the right decision. And it took me a long time to discover that when we make a decision, it has to be made based on fundamental principles that you truly understand. And this is what we don't get in our school system. We just memorize a lot of stuff. Folks, it's, geez, we got 28 minutes to go. We chewed up 30 minutes already of broadcasting. Our number is 646-652-4620. I'm Joe Cristiano, your host for Liberty Talk Radio. You can send your comments at any time to comments@libertytalkradio.com. And I should also mention that we have a phone number also. If you want to call in and leave a comment there, we're not at the phone. It's area code 918. That's Tulsa, Oklahoma, 918-919-0101. That's 918-919-0101. Okay, let's see what else we have here. There are many radio stations right now because of the internet, and we're very, very fortunate to have them. And these radio stations, many of them, are espousing, you know, freedom, reluctance to believe the government and what they say, you know, like the Alex Jones show, but there's many others. And they say things that you don't hear on mainstream media. Now, either all of these internet radio programs are wrong, like this one, everything I'm telling you is wrong, it's misleading, or the mainstream media is leaving some stuff out, or a lot of stuff out. And see, I contend that we are leaving stuff out from the mainstream media. Mainstream media actually is leaving stuff out. The mainstream media is not giving us the news as we should be receiving it. Because they will not step on the toes of government, of all corporations. Think about that. You know, when was the last time you heard the mainstream media talk about get rid of the Federal Reserve? Now, I know Lou Dobbs is Mr. Independent, and he criticizes the government. He says, I don't understand what they're doing, this and that, this and that. Well, I think Lou Dobbs, I appreciate him. I don't agree with his stance on many items because they're require a tremendous amount of government control, which I think he's going backwards on himself and he doesn't realize it. But I don't think he knows what the answer is. I don't think he would say, let's get rid of the Federal Reserve. I don't think he would say, I'm not sure if he says, I'm not certain if he'd say, let's close all of our bases around the world. You know, how do we get rid of terrorism? You get rid of terrorism by not being a terrorist. If we're the ones that are terrorizing other nations, why should we expect any less here? Folks, this is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our phone and number is 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. I'm starting to lose my voice. I do have a throat infection, which I've had now for over 2 months. And hopefully it's getting a little better. I know my voice sounds a little better, a little stronger, but it hurts like heck. So any call that calls in this evening will be awarded, free of charge, a beautiful Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt. And I will mail to you free of charge if you call in and make any comment and try to save my voice for me. And I certainly would appreciate it. So it's 646-652-4620. If you call in after our live broadcast, on a rebroadcast, you can phone in your questions or comments to area code 918-919-0101 or send us your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. We have about 22, 23 minutes to go. I'm not sure if I'm going to last that long. We have right now 2008 is closing up, and financial people are saying that the 2008 has been one of the worst years on record, one of the most tumultuous years on record financially. We had the government basically nationalizing our financial system. We have the automakers, which are largest corporations, going broke and getting guaranteed loans from the government. And we don't expect that that will stop. In fact, everyone seems to be lining up for more money. Now, we got a real problem, folks. We got a super, super duper problem here. Because things are not getting better, they're getting worse. They're getting worse with more government intervention. When government intercedes the way they do, it does not help the economy. Things get worse. This is what happened during the Depression. It happens every single time. Now, people, progressives, would say, oh, no, 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 no. You know, if it wasn't for Roosevelt and his programs, people would have been starving. Well, sorry, folks, not going to cut it, because every economist worth their salt will tell you that the government intervention is what prolonged the Depression. In fact, we didn't get out of the Depression until after World War II. World War II did not end the Depression at all. People were still as depressed during World War II, if not more so, than they were during the 1930s. And it was only until 1946 that we started to creep out of the Depression, because we had no more government programs and government spending actually collapsed. And people just got to work. People became innovative and productive, something that we're not asking people to do anymore. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Our phone in number is 646-652-4620. Please call in with your questions or comments. So 2009 appears to be a year that we are going to have many surprises. In fact, I just looked at the price of gold on the international market, and it's up to about $889 an ounce. It's starting to creep up. Now, with all the stocks down 30, 40, 50, 60%, gold now is only down about 20% from its high. So gold has done relatively well. Gold is the only thing that's increasing in value. And you notice on CNBC News, they never mention that. I mean, they very rarely even mention gold. You know, they'll mention everything, every sector in the world, but they'll avoid, every once in a while they have a little program about it, but they avoid it like the plague. In fact, if you look at the little bar on top of this of your screen, it shows the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, and, you know, the LIBOR rates and all this other stuff. And, you know, they keep on turning around, and it seems every, just about every 5 minutes you'll get the price of gold and silver. But other, you know, the Dow comes up every few seconds. And yet we don't give any credence to that. And I think there is a concerted effort to make sure that people don't get the impression that gold is real money or silver is real money. You know, we want to forget those days, because that's when we had honest money. We don't have honest money anymore. We have money that's made of metals that really are pretty worthless, you know, in their quantity. They're only good maybe in construction or as an alloy or whatever, but as far as coinage is concerned, has very little value. So here we are with a currency that has very little value, a Federal Reserve note which is born out of debt, a government which is into debt by the tune of trillions of dollars, with unfunded liabilities in the tens of trillions of dollars, or maybe in the 50s of billions of dollars. We have a trade deficit, and we're in a recession. Folks, it's going to be really, really rough.
Rough.
Now we have an echo. I don't know when this thing's going to go off. I don't like to listen to myself. Oh, jeez. I wonder why that occurs. I'm back again. I'm going to get together with the station technician. I know who he is. and I'm going to tell him this happens on occasion, usually in the beginning, and I get this echo, and then it goes away. I have a caller. Let's see who it is. Good evening, caller. You're on the air. Your name, please?
Joe, this is Jim from Tulsa.
Jim, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. You've just been awarded a Liberty Talk Radio T-shirt for saving my voice. Thank you very much for calling in.
You're welcome.
What say ye? As they say, as Bill O'Reilly would say, what say ye?
Well, Joe, I listen to your program off and on, and I appreciate you bringing to everyone the attention of so many issues that get ignored. But I think fundamentally the mainstream media's ineptness or complicity in supporting status quo and being a voice box for the government in place is just destroying the people's perception of the important issues and what's really happening. And so I would encourage everyone, and I hope you would agree, that you've got to take mainstream media in small doses and think critically, but everyone has got, as long as we still have access to the open internet, there are dozens or hundreds or thousands of excellent alternative news sources. And whether it be financial or world politics or whatever event you want to research, there's so many good sources that are aggregates of independent journalism and free thought. And it's truly the root of so many of the problems that this country faces and the direction we're going, is having a dumbed down and misinformed public.
Well, Jim, I wish I can disagree with you, but I don't. I agree with you very much. What really bothers me is that programs such as Deal or No Deal, American Idol, and those type of programs, they're just proliferating, and their audience base is in the mega millions. People live and die by those things. They just work all week, can't wait for that program to come on when they get home and get in front of the TV set. People don't read, they don't think. It is very difficult, Jim, for me to have a conversation with anyone on anything of any substance. As soon as you mention anything, what do you get? I don't talk about that. Oh, geez, we're having such a good time. Why are you trying to spoil my day? Why are you so negative? I discuss anything but religion and politics. You get this, and there's no one wants to discuss it. But if you want to say, well, did you see Harry on Deal, No Deal, and he got the $500,000? Oh, yeah, they want to talk about it for hours. And I can't understand that. Now, we have all the stuff on the internet, but no one's watching it. No one's looking at it.
That's a whole other issue that wasn't really directed to my point. It's all of the mindless, the stupid, lame, inconsequential type shows that are on the air. But, I guess if we have free airwaves and it's a free market to what gets, sold the advertising dollars, having some of the silly shows I can even tolerate, because everyone has an on-off button and can change channels. But you're right, that's pervasive in society and what people, people are, whether it be obsessed with sports or reality TV and the senseless shows, you're right, that's a problem in and of itself. I was mainly just speaking of people coming home and turning on Fox, CNN, or mainstream media, and thinking that they're truly getting, the latest current factual information about the events of the world.
Right. Well, they're not only not getting facts, right, but Jim, don't they get primarily human interest stories? They don't get true news. For example, the Congress just is going to get a raise of 4.7%, and is going to bring the minimum salaries for a junior congressman is going to be $174,000 a year. I mean, shouldn't that be news? Shouldn't someone be saying, hey, wait a minute, during these tough times, since you guys are running a deficit, you shouldn't get paid a dime? I mean, this is what they're telling the owners of General Motors, the CEO of General Motors, saying you shouldn't get paid anything because your company doesn't make any money. But yet these bums, they want to raise, and their company, the government, is not making any money.
And Joe, one thing that you know, this show, this program would not be able to, you know, obviously in 15 minutes to fully address is the rapid media consolidation over the last 10, 15 years.
Correct.
How
yeah.
now 90-some percent of all TV and radio TV programming is controlled by about a half dozen conglomerates. They all have their agenda. Many of them have ties to either the government or the military-industrial complex. That's something that anyone can research. It's the information is available, but that speaks for itself. And then, of course, another fascinating subject is the whole idea of propaganda, mind control, groupthink, and how people are, you know, sheeple and led to believe these lies and these false paradigms. And so it overlaps into a lot of interesting facets of how we receive the so-called news that we do and why people believe them to be truths. But there is a don't think that you know, don't think that don't be naive enough to think that there isn't an agenda and that they don't know exactly what they're doing in dumbing down and misleading the general public.
Oh no, I agree with you 100%. But my problem is that, you know, we have the internet is so pervasive today and invasive in so many ways, and yet you would think that we would have a revolution of sorts brewing, but yet people seem to be as complacent as ever. They're relying on the government. They're not questioning the government the right way. They may get mad at the government. They may say, oh, politicians suck, man, you know, but there's no thought behind it. They don't know why. They can't tell you why. They're just angry about it. But they've always been angry about it, but then they go back and they vote for the same people. I mean, with all this information on the internet, we haven't seemed to have made much progress in educating people.
I totally agree. There is still a general complacency. Again, you're dealing with people's you know, belief systems and the educational system that they grew up in, the false beliefs and environment and of the society that they've lived in like you said, to get that it's very manipulated and purposeful as to what they've done to get this groupthink that if you challenge the norm, if you show dissent for government action, these things are, you know, just, you know, not approved and accepted in society, and it's been a very calculated and manipulated brainwashing that has led us to where we are today.
Yeah.
Although I am as frustrated and discouraged like you that it seems like so few people are willing to think critically and challenge the norm, there are, as I'm sure you know, just when you get discouraged by that, you'll hear something, you'll read something, or you'll encounter someone who does have an awareness and a passion and an appreciation for the kind of issues that, you know, that you're so passionate about. So,
well, you know,
that's
true. Yeah, I was in a Guitar Center buying some stuff for my drumsticks, in fact, and there was a guy standing there, and he just started talking to me, and he was just online with what we're talking about, you know. He was talking to the guy, the cash register guy, about currency, the Federal Reserve, and how it's, you know, it's you know, it's born out of debt and the whole bit. And I was listening to him. I said, boy, the guy sounds just like everything that, you know, I talk about and all the people that I know talk about. And then he introduced himself to me. And in fact, he called in last week and we had a nice conversation over the air. And he sent me some nice emails. So it's kind of neat. Well, Jim, I know you've had a
yeah.
real rough road to hoe because you've been involved in the Tulsa movement trying to get the truth out to everyone. And you know how frustrating that's been and how difficult it's been. You've put a tremendous amount of effort in. You've done a tremendous job. I mean, you're the meetings that you have are just, I mean, they're just perfect. And they have all the information that people need to agree or disagree, whatever the case may be. At least you give them a forum and how difficult it is to get just people there. And it seems that so often we are preaching to the choir, aren't we?
It really does, and what I've come to realize that where it is so hard to wake people up as we often refer to it as, or get people to, you know, think outside the box and to think about things that are contrary to what the media's brainwashing has been. I look at it that you know, we're one of the ways to try to create change is to be your own media, and you're doing that with your broadcast, and the Tulsa Truth does it with our events and our meetings, and you know, you'd always like bigger crowds, more listeners, but if you're, you know, just if you're making just you know, steady progress, you know, one person at a time, there's purpose behind it, and then. For our sake, we've also it's been an opportunity for like-minded people to get together and kind of be a support system for each other, because out there day to day, you can if you bring these topics up, many people are either disinterested or think you're crazy. So there's a lot of benefits and purpose behind things. Obviously, you have motives beyond the tremendous amount of money you're making on this radio show, right, Jeff?
Oh yeah, making tons and tons of money. Oh yeah, yeah. We shovel it every day. You know, it's amazing. We put it into the furnace because we have so much extra money around. You know, just keeps the house warm.
Obviously, I say that with sarcasm. That we all have our passions and purpose and things that motivate us. And thank you for your kind words about our efforts here locally. And kudos to you and what you're doing as well.
All right, but you bring up a good point, you know, about preaching to the choir, because if we didn't do some of that, we would just be alone, wouldn't we? Each one of us would be individual alone, and we'd probably give up or just keep our mouths shut. Because I have a lot of smart friends, I mean, really sharp guys, but when it comes to economics, simple supply and demand, they know nothing. I mean, they go, oh, no, it doesn't work that way. Oh, no, the government's got to do this. I mean, they're just typical progressive people who think the government has to do everything, license everything, certify us to do something, give us permission to do things, and then fund it, and then maybe it would work. And they're business people.
Also, Joe, I'd also like to think that we make a little bit of dent in people's thought process every time they're exposed to new ideas and to be asked to challenge the status quo and think critically. If they hear that from you, if they hear that from me, if they hear it from someone else, it may take weeks or months, but they'll eventually something will eventually hit them where they say, you know, maybe there's some truth to this, or maybe I should go out and do some research. So in very small baby steps, we may be creating the change that we want. It just obviously isn't as measurable and obvious or as quick as we'd like to see it.
Jim, if we have a severe downturn in 2009, I'm talking about really severe, not just, you know, down 2 or 3% or something like that, but super duper, and currency gets wobbly and the whole bit, do you think people would wake up, or you think people would rely more on look to government even more? I mean, overall, you think we'd gain any ground, or we'd lose more ground?
That's a good question. You know, I first would just like to say, in relative to your question, I think the only positive aspect of this, of all of these bailouts that have been that are you know, in the process of being implemented and proposed, have created an awareness and talking points with everyone regarding what the hell is our federal government doing, what's going on with our economy, and what's the best fix. So as opposed as I am to all this, it has opened doors to, again, everyone, how can anyone, you know, you'd have to live in a cave not to be aware of and exposed to this, and for anyone not to scratch their head and think twice about, you know, what's going on. And so that's the one silver lining. So, gosh, in answer to your question, I would like to think that there's going to be more people that are skeptical and fearful, skeptical of that our governments that the government solutions are working, obviously, if the market continues to drop, and then very fearful for their own investments or their own general well-being, which all those would lend itself to people, you know, wanting to challenge the status quo, do some research, and try to have a greater understanding of the world around them. So, yes, tragically, the more severe things get economically, for, you know, with, either within our economy or loss of civil liberties and government intrusion in our lives, I think every time those things happen, you recruit more people to the liberty and truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jim, I want to thank you very much for calling in. You did save my voice, and I want to be just as bold as Barack Obama. I'm going to mail you $1 trillion of somebody else's money for calling in. Okay, fair enough.
Have a Zimbabwe currency.
Okay, even better. Okay, you know. Okay, Jim, thank you very much for calling in. Okay, appreciate it very much.
Joe, thank you. Good talking to you, and your voice is sounding stronger.
Yeah, hopefully it is. It's better, but it still hurts like hell, and that's what I can't seem to get over, you know, and I'm just getting depressed about it.
I understand. Well, you're a trooper still doing the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thank you so much. You take care now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good evening. Bye.
Oh, boy. Oh, that was great. He's going to get a T-shirt and a trillion Federal Reserve notes. Because he saved my voice, because my voice was starting to go. Folks, we are really coming down to the end. You know, Jim makes a good point in that, you know, I always complain that I'm preaching to the choir. But, man, if there was no choir, that would be really depressing for me. I wouldn't know who the heck I would, you know, what the heck I would do, because I would really feel like I'm all by myself, and I would be really down. I probably wouldn't continue anything. And but again, let me just say, this is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. We're about ready to sign off. Our call number is 646-652-4620. Unfortunately, it's getting kind of late for that. But after the show closes up on a rebroadcast, you can phone in your questions to area code 918-919-0101. You can send your comments anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. Okay, we're going to play our closing bumper song. Here we go. And I wonder, this is the end of tonight's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated. Your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. You now have a control ride that isn't any more fun. Ron Paul has a sign in his desk that says, "Don't steal. The government hates competition." With that, until next time, this is Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.